This is Northumberland at 5.
Hi, and welcome to Northumberland at 5. I'm your host, Dan Jones, on this scorching Thursday afternoon. We have a couple great interviews coming your way, including the Alderville First Nation Chief, Tanar Simpson, and I discuss a new investment into the Darlington nuclear site, and the Coburg Ecology Garden has concerns about homelessness and drug use in their area. All that and more coming up, but we will first feature some local artists. Stick around.
Still want me, but you don't know where I've been. I'm no stranger. Sunday Morning Brunch runs from its new time of 7 to 9 every Sunday morning. Now 2 hours, but I can guarantee you I'll pack it with solid music. Mixing in a little pop, add a touch of rock, soul, jazz, and just plain old-fashioned music you remember. So join me every Sunday for a musical ride of memories, 7 to 9, only on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.
A safer Ontario means more police and prosecutors making sure my car doesn't get stolen.
It means building new jails to keep criminals behind bars.
And it means there's no need to worry when I play at the park.
We're making every corner of Ontario safer to make all of Ontario safer. That's how we protect Ontario.
For all of us.
Learn how at ontario.ca/saferontario. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Oh my gosh, we have so much junk in the garage. I'm gonna have to give that guy Ed a call.
Yeah, and make sure he takes all that junk at the side of the house too.
Call Ed's Junk Removal. What do you say?
Call him up now, he'll take it away.
Call Ed's Junk Removal.
When you're in doubt,
let Ed's Junk Removal clear it all out.
Call 905-924-JUNK, edsjunk.co.
If you're a local business looking to grow, this message is for you. Katz Media Port Hope is now Katz Marketing, a trusted local team with over 40 years of experience helping businesses stand out. Katz can handle everything from website design and Google Ads to commercial printing and large format trade show walls, banners, and outdoor signage. If you're serious about growing your business, now's the time. Visit katzmc.ca or call 905-885-9998 to start the conversation. Katz Marketing, built for what's next.
Northumberland 89.7 has great local programs to accompany you this summer. We're everywhere you are at northumberland897.ca.
You'll see, I'll go anywhere with you, and I'll spend all my time with you. I'll go anywhere with you the rest of time, and I'll go.
Love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, chances they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some hell-bent heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. When you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, dance. I hope you dance. I hope you
Donna Brooks there, and Lindsay Barr before that, great local talent. The Alderville First Nation and other Williams Treaties nations could own up to 20% of the new small modular reactor at the Darlington nuclear site. The First Nations recently committed $700 million to the first phase of the project. Alderville First Nation Chief Tainar Simpson says the equity partnership opportunity is 3 years in the making, but accelerated this past year.
Well, I first came in as chief 3 years ago in the summer of 2023, and this was something that became a possibility shortly after that. We were in discussions with Ontario Power Generation about the new SMRs that they were building at Darlington, and they needed to engage with Alderville and the other Williams Treaty First Nations as the rights holder on the territory. There was a duty to consult, and through those discussions, it became apparent that there may be a place in terms of an economic partnership with the Williams Treaty First Nations and OPG on the project. So we started engaging at that point, and over the next couple of years, we had a series of discussions. We were looking at the feasibility. I was keeping our community engaged, updating them along the way about this possibility, and everything sort of came together in the past year, I'm going to say, where we had a good agreement in place, and it was just a matter of making sure that we had all of the consultation process and community engagement in place.
So then during due diligence, what made it attractive? What did you guys, First Nations, say this is a great economic situation for us?
Well, there was a number of factors that were at play. Being a nuclear facility, this there's a lot of connotations out there, and we wanted to be at the table just to ensure that extra layer of due diligence, as you said. We want to ensure that there's environmental protections, treaty rights protections, as well as that economic opportunity for the First Nations, as well as potentially having some of our members working there long term. It created a whole new idea that, you know, you can be a child in our First Nations and say, I want to be a nuclear scientist, and then go through the schooling and get it there and actually, you know, have a job that you can spend your entire career in. No one gets into nuclear thinking, I want to be a nuclear scientist or work at a nuclear facility. People just end up there. But this is something that we can now have our youth have this as a goal for them.
Now, part of the agreement says there's equity partnership. Can you just define what that means?
So the partnership is up to a 20% ownership of the new SMR, and this is it's a pretty significant stake. It's the first time in the world where Indigenous people have had a ownership stake in a nuclear power generation facility. So this is the first in the world. It's not just the first in Ontario or Canada. This is the first time anywhere in the world this has happened.
So then, from what I understand, this is has to do with the first SMR of four. Does this lead the? Am I correct on that assertion?
Yes, you are. There's going to be three more.
Okay, and does this open the door for Williams Treaties to enter into SMR 2, 3, and 4 as well?
Well, I think because the same set of factors are in place for the first one as there are for the next three, so I wouldn't want to say too much, but the possibility would certainly be there.
Now, was there a discussion with the Williams Treaties First Nations? You kind of mentioned this a bit earlier, but more of an impact benefits agreement, jobs, training, education, environmental protection. What's on the table for that aspect?
Well, I think being at the table, we are able to have some influence on the discussion. Of course, there's a lot of concern about nuclear waste and how that's going to be treated. Our position is to keep it on site. And then you also have some of our sister First Nations up north. They've had issues with tailing ponds, with uranium mining. But the SMRs use enriched uranium, which only comes from three countries in the world. And so two of them that would be viable for us to purchase would be the States and France. So it's not going to be affecting necessarily the Canadian mines, but of course it's something that we want to make sure we mitigate any environmental risk, no matter where we are sourcing our uranium from.
So when you go to the community, or the community asks you, a community member comes to you and says, Chief, what am I getting, or what are my children, what's my future getting from this deal? What do you tell them?
Well, I think that there's a basket of options. There's the fact that we have that due diligence over the safety of the facility that would have happened with or without us. And then there's, as you said, the job opportunities, the construction opportunities. And then there's the financial benefit that's going to come to our members through nation building. This is something that we are going to take a look at, but we feel that We have a model moving forward with how the revenue will be shared within the community. And generally, we want to be able to build our nation, and we also want to be able to ensure that our citizens have all the opportunities that they require from something like this.
Now, one of the things that, struck me about this deal was not just, the SMR deal right now, but a potential Wesleyville site deal. I mean, obviously, the Williams Treaties are building relationships with the nuclear industry, the provincial government, and really the stakeholders that would be doing that project. Is this kind of a, could this be treated as a catalyst to jumping into Wesleyville?
Well, they are definitely two very different projects, where Darlington is an existing nuclear facility. So the impact wasn't as great as something like Wesleyville. We are currently doing our own Mississaugi-led impact assessment to see what the environmental costs would be. So the process is much greater. The size of the facility is much larger. And we're just at the very beginning of how this would look. But the fact that we are now partnered with OPG, it really gives us that stronger voice within the organization to hopefully, you know, steer it in a way that's environmentally sound, as well as have the least impact on the surrounding areas. So I feel that it puts us at the table, whether or not we go in an economic partnership or whether we guide the discussions. It's really too early to say, but we're going to be at those tables, and we're going to engage with our community members to see what they want to do moving forward. But I think that the Darlington New Nuclear Project SMR investment is a very good place to start, because it gives us a standing within the industry to be able to have that knowledgeable and experienced voice to engage the way we would need to.
Now, Chief, did I miss anything there, or do you want to add anything else?
I think, you know, in Alderville, it hasn't been quite as controversial as in some of the other First Nations, and I'm not quite sure why, but we have engaged our community members since the very beginning. We did have a community meeting before we signed the deal. We had presenters from our finance team, from OPG presenting, and when I asked for a show of hands for everyone in the community center, it was unanimous that the membership wanted to proceed with the economic partnership. So I think this is one of those things you need to engage your community to be able to get that support for these big projects that you absolutely have to have and require.
Simpson says the agreement will provide for environmental and treaty rights protections and economic benefits for the First Nation.
I'm Linda Brooke, and I'm excited to share the power of perception with active community builders here in Northumberland. Together, we will explore those wonder-filled innate gifts of character that community building helps us strengthen, both individually and within the community at large. I hope you'll pop into the Power of Perception Monday afternoons at 12:05 and or Thursday afternoons at 4:05 here on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.
The staff at Country Sign and Wraps welcome you to bring your project by their shop. Summer's almost here, and they'll help you get ready. Marine, all-terrain vehicles, golf carts, your summer car, whatever you like to drive, they can wrap it. They'll help you design artwork for your project, or if you already have something in mind, you can email it to them at countrysignwraps@gmail.com. Spots are booking quickly, so text or call 905-516-1000 to make an appointment. Country Sign and Wraps, your one-stop shop for everything sign, design, and wrap related.
Looking for the perfect summer day? Head to Campbellford's Incredible Edible Festival. Explore 60-plus delicious food vendors, meet furry friends at the Critter Quarter, and climb aboard the big rigs at Touch a Truck with the Trent Hills Fire Department. Enjoy live music all day and discover unique handmade treasures in Artisan Alley. Bring the whole family for a day packed with food, fun, and community. The Incredible Edible Festival in Campbellford, July 11th. Proudly sponsored by Allaire Althaus Real Estate Team. Don't miss it.
And now, Northumberland Humane Society Pet of the Week, brought to you by Northumberland 89.7 FM. Meet Felix. This sweet, affectionate boy loves attention and being close to his people. He's social, gentle, and full of love. Felix needs a special urinary diet and has a small litter box quirk, but for the right home, he's truly a wonderful companion. Visit Northumberland897.ca or stop by the shelter to meet Felix today, because every pet deserves a loving home.
Your voice is your instant connection to hearing truly local radio. Just ask your smart speaker to play Northumberland 89.7.
In the pasture, and he smokes an old man's pipe. He stops to pull his hanky out and give his face a wipe. He gazes back across the years, every row he's hoed, in the fields along the Shelter Valley Road. Shelter Valley Road, it winds along, it's like a long-lost melody from a half-remembered song. In the end, it all comes down to reaping what you sowed in the fields along the Shelter Valley. There's a woman in the garden with a weary woman's smile. She stands to stretch her back a bit and face the sun a while. She hears the footsteps on the breeze of the pony she once rode in the fields along the Shelter Valley Road. Oh, the Shelter Valley Road, and the way it winds along, it's like a long-lost melody from a half-remembered song. In the end, it all comes down to reaping what you've sowed in the fields along the Shelter Valley Road. In the kitchen where the water boils for tea, a fridge door full of photographs of friends and family. There's another season turning, and just last night it snowed in the fields along the Shelter Valley Road. Oh, the Shelter Valley Road, along, it's like a long lost melody from a half remembered song. In the end, it all comes down to reaping what you sow in the fields along the Shelter Valley Road. In the fields, in the fields. In the fields along the Shelter Valley Road.
Well, that's back to my old stomping ground, Shelter Valley Road there by David Newland. The Coburg Ecology Garden says it is opposed to sharps or needle disposal containers being installed in their area as it presents increased risk to the public. Concerns raised by Cheryl Kidd recently at Coburg Council follows language in the draft parks master plan that disposal bins be placed in public parks. Kidd says the ecology garden operated by volunteers does not have policies, procedures, and a controlled environment to ensure safe disposal of used needles.
I'll start with a snapshot of our visitors. Conservatively speaking, we estimate that the garden hosts approximately 6,000 to 8,000 visits per year. This includes people of all ages, from toddlers to in strollers to folks in their seniors' years. It also includes elementary school groups who are there for a lesson in ecology, kids who attend the YMCA summer camps, play tag throughout the park, members of the Girl Guides and Pathfinders who are taking on a task in the garden to earn a badge. And we've even seen high school students there who are completing orienteering assignments. What I'd like to highlight here is that a noticeable portion of the garden visitors fall into what is referred as the vulnerable sector, i.e. children, the elderly, those with disabilities such as mobility or vision limitations. These individuals are at greater risk, excuse me, if encountering those who are high on drugs or if they are exposed to potentially tainted drug paraphernalia that has been left behind. I'd also like to mention that our visitors also fall into all economic brackets, including those who are homeless or who just wish to rest or socialize in a relaxing environment. We ecology gardeners treat these individuals with the same respect we show to all other visitors. We ask that Council demonstrate the same respect and concern for garden visitors and volunteers' safety by directing staff to remove language from the draft Parks and Recreation Master Plan that gives the impression that drug users are encouraged to come to the Cobourg Ecology Garden. I'll now move on to the recommendation that syringe disposal bins be installed in the Ecology Garden. There's a vast difference between an open, unmonitored environment, such as the garden, and a controlled, monitored environment, such as libraries, which the draft Parks and Recreation Master Plan mentions as an example of successful use of disposal bins. In the case of libraries, staff and patrons would notice if the bins were full, if a sharp was not fully inserted in a bin, or if someone was trying to break into the bin. There would also be a ready available method for reporting these situations and procedures in place to properly dispose of the contents of these bins. None of this would be true for a setting such as the Ecology Garden, which is unmonitored and would have no reporting or disposable procedures in place. As a result, syringe disposal bins would create risks for both visitors and drug users. Looking at adult visitors first, should an adult find a used syringe in the garden near the bin, they may be unaware of the danger of touching this syringe and pick it up with the intention of disposing it in a garbage or the bin. Should they be pricked or scratched by the needle while doing this, they are at risk of being exposed to an unidentified illegal drug. In the case of older children or teens, the challenge of trying to open a syringe disposal bin could be irresistible. Should there be other used syringes and drug paraphernalia in the immediate area, these youth would face the same risks as those I just stated for adults. In fact, the risk for youth could be higher, as exposure to illegal drugs could have a stronger effect. In the case of drug users who are in need of a needle, the area around an unmonitored syringe disposal bin would be an ideal place to look for a dropped used syringe and other drug-related gear. And they too would be in danger of the same risks as those I stated for other adults and youth. We ask that Council seriously consider these risks posed by the installation of syringe disposal bins in the Cobourg Ecology Garden, and direct staff to remove language from the draft Parks and Recreation Plan that recommends that this be done in Cobourg Parks. Finally, I'd like to briefly talk about what we volunteer gardeners have experienced on an increasing basis over the past year or two. Firstly, we have found used syringes and other drug paraphernalia in the gazebo area near the West End shed. In these cases, we phoned the police to dispose of the items. Secondly, there have been a number of times when volunteers have arrived at the garden with the intention of working on their garden beds, but have heard aggressive yelling and sounded like it could escalate. In these cases, volunteers left and were concerned about returning. Thirdly, volunteers have witnessed folks who are either sleeping or passed out, in other words, motionless, on the benches or in the gazebo. On at least one occasion, paramedics were called and a gentleman was taken away by ambulance. As a result of these situations, some of our members already feel unsafe working in the garden. Should these cases increase due to the draft Parks and Recreation Master Plan's encouragement of drug use in the Ecology Garden, there's a significant risk that volunteer gardeners will resign and our community group will no longer have enough members to continue maintaining the garden. This would be a financial impact for taxpayers. We typically devote 1,400 hours per year to the maintenance and enhancement of the garden. This translates to approximately 8 work months and a value of $24,600 at the current minimum wage. Should the gardeners disband, the town would have to hire a qualified gardener to weed, plant, water, and care for on an ongoing basis, and do seasonal cleanup of the garden. Independent gardeners in the Cobourg area typically charge $20 to $50 per hour for these services, while companies charge $50 to $100 per hour. Should we ecology gardeners have to disband, taxpayers will have to fund a new annual town budget expense of $28,000 to $140,000 to keep the ecology garden going. To wrap up, I'll just reiterate our ask that council direct staff to remove all language from the draft Parks and Recreation Master Plan that recommends the installation of syringe disposal bins and non-stigmatizing drug use signage in the Cobourg Ecology Garden.
Coming up after the break, community announcements.
Tune in to Modern Jazz Today, a weekly show that focuses on today's jazz improvisers and creators, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join us as we explore what's new, what's groundbreaking, and where it's happening. Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7, Truly Local Radio.
Hello, this is Tammy Robinson, CEO of the Cobourg Public Library, where we're committed to being an excellent resource for you.
Our Teen Summer Reading Challenge and TD Kids Summer Reading Club are officially kicking off. Be sure to sign up for your chance to win awesome monthly prizes. And don't forget, our Adult Summer Reading Bingo Challenge is in full swing all summer long. So keep reading and playing for your chance to win. Also this month, stop by the Township Library branches and pick up a sports ball magnet take-and-make craft kit for the kids. Visit the Bewdley, Gore's Landing, or Cold Springs branches to pick up one of these fun sports magnet kits while supplies last.
If you'd like to keep up to date about upcoming programs, new releases, events, and opportunities, you can phone us at 905-372-9271 or head to our website, cobourg.library.on.ca, and follow us on our social media channels.
Are you looking for a health club that makes you feel at home? Welcome to Anytime Fitness Port Hope, where the vibe is real and the people make the difference. Their supportive, friendly team is here for you with options to add personalized workouts, nutrition guidance, and expert personal training to help you level up. From weekly group classes to their newly updated facility, you'll find everything you need to feel your best. And yes, free parking. Incredible transformations could be yours next. Visit them at 137 Toronto Road or call 905-885-6500. Anytime Fitness Port Hope. What are you waiting for? Call today.
Here's what's happening in Northumberland.
Hi, this is Andrea with What's Happening. There's live music and a fine array of art from the Brighton Arts Council. The first Friday of the month, starting Friday, July 3rd at 2 p.m., and that's at the Presqu'île Waddling Arts Centre, 23 Main Street in Brighton. Chrome on the Canal. Come out for a fun-filled day of cars and vehicles of all kinds, as well as other activities. And it's all along the banks of the Trent Canal in Campbellford, Saturday, July 4th, and it starts at 9 a.m. The Port Hope Cruisers meet with their cars every Saturday, starting July 4th at 5 p.m., and that's at 10 Robertson Street in downtown Port Hope. Movies Under the Stars in Cobourg start Saturday, July 4th at 8:30, and it's showing on the beach, and it's Lilo and Stitch. Canadian Firefighters Museum Walk and Run fundraiser is Sunday, July 5th. It starts at 8:30 a.m. at the Cobourg Yacht Club. To register, go to CanadianFirefightersMuseum.org. There's an author's event with Kate Rogers and Catherine McDonald at the Reader's Nook on Sunday, July 5th at 2 p.m., and that's 29 King Street West in Cobourg. Telephone Talk by Phil Stasinski, a dedicated collector of early telephones, and that's held at the Cobourg Museum on Sunday, July 5th at 2 p.m.
If you have an upcoming event you'd like us to share, email info@northumberland897.ca.
Thank you for listening to Northumberland 89.7. We listen to you as well, so get interactive with us. We're on social media, and you can call our listener feedback line at 905-372-2321.
I should have known better. You can't replace a lost treasure, but I was some kind of lonely. and she put her hands on me. Should have been just a one dance, but it all happened so fast, trying to get you out of my head. And now she's waking up in my bed. I had the real thing. What was I thinking? She'll never shine. Her love me as right as you know. Baby, you're a diamond. You're the best, you're the finest. After spinning in your world, every other girl's got me digging in the dirt with nothing to show. Every other girl's just fool's gold. I'd like to think you're feeling some of what I'm feeling, but you're not the one who decided to leave. Walk out on your heart when you gave it to me. You don't have these regrets. Your life ain't a mess. You ain't laying here wishing she was you instead. Shine, love me as right as you know. Baby, you're a diamond. You're the best, you're the finest. After spinning in your world, every other girl's got me digging in the dirt with nothing to show. Every other girl's just fool's gold. Every other girl's just fool's gold. Every other girl's just fool's gold.
Well, that's going to do it for me today, folks. Thanks for tuning in. After the break, your 6 o'clock news with Cecilia Naismith. Have yourselves a great night, and remember, take care of yourselves and each other.
Change the fact that we just just don't know. Some will fail and some will achieve their goal. You may think that is your time to go. Just remember it all started with hello.
Go out yonder, peace in the valley. Come to town, had to rumble in the alley.
Oh, you don't know the shape I'm in.
Has anybody seen my lady? This coming alone about to drive me crazy. Might start a ruckus. You know they think they're trying to shock us.